Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in
Robin, Jim, and His Merry Men.
For the last time, this is a post office, not a benevolent society. I can't give you that $5.
Well, don't just stand there. Fetch somebody who can.
Don't the crows, I've told you. You can't have it.
But I've brought my savings book. Look, that's my name on the front. Master James Clitheroe, 45 Lilac Avenue. Well, I'm the master. I'm him, it's me. I'm Jim. Now, come on, mister. I want to spend that $5 before closing time.
Closing time?
At this coffee shop.
That's a good idea. Get yourself a gobstopper. Clear off. Yes, can I help you, sir?
Oh, yes, please. Could I have a half crown? Yes, the Lord.
Oh, well, if it isn't our neighbour from Canada. Old Thin Ribs himself. And what can we sell you today, J.B.? ML letters? Premium bonds? Or we've got some very nice dog licenses? I say, I bought one for my cousin last week. You bought a dog license for your cousin? Yes, he's a boxer.
Look there. Do you want a half-crown postal order?
Oh, yes, please, and have one yourself, too. I feel positively whimsical today, James.
Oh, I am sorry. Have you tried bicarbonate?
That's most hilarious, James. Now, tell me, what are you doing in this den of iniquity?
I want to draw a measly $5 out of my savings book, and he says I can't have it.
There you are, sir. Half-crown postal order.
Oh, thank you very much. I say, pardon my natural curiosity, but why can't the boy here draw his 5 shillings out?
Because he's only got 1 9 pence in his account.
You see, Mr. Ironside, you've got an answer for everything. Oh, come on, I'm wasting my time here. I'll try again next week, mister.
Good. I'm on holiday.
Oh, what a life.
James, if you're so hard up cash, why don't you borrow off your grandfather, Mr. Sinclair?
Oh, are you kidding? He's worse off than I am. This morning I tried to tap him for $2.
What happened?
He tapped me with his slipper and said he was broke. Mr. Ironside, if I asked you nicely...
No, I'm very sorry, James. If I were to lend you the money, your grandfather wouldn't like it at all, and I have a very high regard for him.
Well, so as not to... hurt his feelings. Let's not tell him, eh?
Now, James. When your grandfather realized I would be calling regularly on your mother, he laid down the rules. No calling at mealtimes uninvited, no sitting in his favorite chair, and no lending Barbies to the wee money grubber. That's Scottish, you know.
Yes, Paddy.
I'll soon have you home, James. I've got the old jalopy parked by the bus stop.
Oh, all right, J.B. Hey, look who's waiting for a bus. Ah, oh, Susan.
Oh, yes, I wonder if you'd like a lift in my car.
Oscar. Oh, pardon me, beautiful one. Can we transport you home in Mr. Ironside's winged chariot? The fare's a bob.
With you, mischief. Hello, Mr. Ironside.
Oh, hello there, Susan. Would you care for a lift in the old jalopy?
No, thank you. I'm meeting my boyfriend, Alfie Hall. We're catching the bus if he ever turns up.
Oh, he's late for the rendezvous, is he?
He certainly is. I've let 3 buses go already.
Oh, well, he'll be waiting till it goes dark. You know he doesn't like being seen with you in the daylight.
Set the table for tea.
Wait a minute, now, wait a minute. £22, £23, £23.10. What were you saying, my dear?
I said I want to set the table for tea.
Wait, hang on a minute, Pat. £24, £25. Now, how about that? We've raised £25 on the donation.
Oh, that's very good. It'll be a big help towards the old age pensioner's treat.
Ah, you're right. Have you got something I can put it in till I go to the bank tomorrow?
Wait a minute. There's this envelope from Mr. Nelson, the grocer. He sent my bill this morning.
Yeah, let me see. Ah, that'll do fine.
Here you are, then.
Now, I'll put this little lot in the sideboard drawer in the front room. You know, it's funny this envelope should be from Nelson, the grocer.
Why?
Oh, he was the only tradesman in the district who wouldn't give me a donation for the pensioners.
Well, I shouldn't think he's short of money. That shop's a gold mine.
A gold mine? Where is it? What could you do with a few nuggets?
We're talking about old skinflint Nelson, the grocer.
Your granddad fallen out with him.
Why, did you take the eggshells back and ask him if there was anything on the empties?
Don't be funny, Jimmy. The only way you can get money out of Nelson is by pinching it out of his till. Anyway, Pat, I'll just put this little lot away and wash my hands for my tea.
Right, Father. And you better get ready for tea as well, Jimmy. Just answer the door while I'm in the kitchen. It'll probably be Susan and Alfie. He was picking her up in town at the bus stop.
Right, ma'am. Susie and Alfie were sweethearts. Oh, Lordy, how they could snog.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Snoggy, Alfie. Come in.
Inside, Jimmy.
My mum guessed it to be you, so she went to hide in the kitchen. She said that's probably Alfie and Sue. Hey, where is she?
You just told me. Hiding from me in the kitchen.
No, oh, Susan, she's not with you.
Yeah, I know that, because, I mean, I'm my own. I mean, with you, but you're not Susan, are you?
No, thank goodness. If I was our Susan, I'd be waiting for a big, soft Nelly to pick me up at the bus stop.
Oh, is that where she is? Yeah, hey, listen, Jimmy. I went in Nelson's, the grocer's, this afternoon because it was my turn to make the tea break at working with no cocoa, so I got some coffee. And while I was paying Nelson the money, he said he'd had it pinched out of his till while his back was turned. I'm short of breath.
You'll be short of blood when our Susan sees you.
Jimmy didn't hear me. I said there'd been a robbery at Nelson's. You see, I was there.
And somebody pinched your brain.
Yes. If you're going to be cheeky, I'll go and tell your mum at the bus stop. I mean, you're Susan at the bus stop. The bus stop. Who heck? Susan's at the bus stop.
Oh, Alfie. You're here.
Hello, Mrs. Slytherin. Cheerio.
Now, wait a minute, Alfie. Where's Susan?
At the bus stop. She's at the bus stop. Susan's at the bus stop.
Hey, sure off. She's at the bus stop, Mrs. Slytherin. Susan's at the bus stop.
You go to the bus stop, then.
Oh, well, oh, Susan, that's just where I'm going. I was telling you. My mum got it wrong, but you're not here, Susan. You're there, Susan. Waiting to be picked up, Susan.
Mum, I think it's Susan. Right, Alfie, if you're minding me, what shall we play at? Are you any good at dominoes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Are you any good at drafts?
Oh, yeah, very good.
Oh, I see. Are you any good at darts?
No, I'm not much of a hand with them.
Good, I'll play you at darts. A shilling a game. We'll use me granddad's darts, the smashers. You look for them in the top drawer of the sideboard while I hang the board up.
You're right, Jimmy. Who's there? What a lot of junk there is in here.
Oh, never mind the junk. Find the darts.
Well, I'll have to take one or two things out. This envelope for a start.
Oh, hurry up. I'm all ready to whitewash you.
You've only one pair of hands, and one of them's got a chocolate biscuit in it.
Yeah, let me have a look. No, here they are. Now, come on, Alfie. A shilling a game, 301 up, middle for diddle, and as you're bigger than me, you throw kneeling down.
Hey, your mother said there were some meat pies in the kitchen if you and Alfie get a wee bit peckish later on.
Oh, thanks, Grandad.
Alfie, what's that you've got in your hand?
Half a chocolate biscuit.
I mean the other hand, the envelope.
Oh, I thought you meant the chocolate biscuit.
Give it to me, it's mine.
Well, I've eaten half of it.
Come here.
You've torn it. Hey, look, it's full of money.
You're blithering idiot.
Grandad, where did you get all that money?
Mind your own business, and that goes for you too, Alfie.
But you told me you were broke this morning.
Well, an hour ago I went out and robbed a bank.
Yeah, you'll get in trouble if you... you didn't rob a bank. They were all shut an hour ago.
You did, bro. not as daft as he looks.
No, I'm not.
Hey, shut up.
Out of my way. Jimmy, I'm putting this money back in the drawer, and if you lay a finger on it, I'll dust your pants for you.
I won't touch it, Grandad.
You'd better not now. Just behave yourself.
Alfie, you've gone and upset him. Why didn't you give it to him straight away?
I didn't know he liked chocolate biscuits.
Not the chocolate biscuit, the envelope. Oh, don't some mothers have them?
Hey, Jimmy, Mr. Nelson must have given you Grandad that money.
Who?
Nelson, the grocer. His name was on the envelope.
Don't be daft. Me Grandad was only saying what an old skinflint he was. He said the only way he'd get money out of Nelson was by pinching it out of his till. Wait, Alfie. What were you telling me about Nelson's being robbed?
Well, I went in Nelson's grocer's because it was my turn to make the tea break at work, but with no cocoa, so I got some coffee.
You'll get to punch up the spout in a minute. How was he robbed?
Well, somebody pinched the money from his till when he wasn't looking. Mr. Nelson, I mean, not pinched the money, wasn't looking. The other fellow was looking here. He couldn't have pinched the money while Mr. Nelson wasn't looking.
You didn't see him then?
Who?
Mr. Nelson. And this bloke who pinched the money when he wasn't looking. Did he see Mr. Nelson? Did Mr. Nelson see him when he wasn't... Have they caught the thief?
No, but they've got a clue.
Not something you haven't got.
Well, when I left the shop, I spoke to him on the corner.
Who, Mr. Nelson or the thief?
The bloke selling newspapers, and he said he saw an old gentleman running away from the shop, so they think it was him.
Right. An old fella. The envelope. From his till. Alfie, me granddad's a thief.
What are we going to do, Miss Ryan Front? Steel ribs.
Ironside.
Mr. Ironside. How can we stop the police catching up with Mr. Sinclair?
Well, I've no idea. I can't say, Red. I'm just stunned. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. I mean, what can I say? I just haven't anything to say.
Now I know what me granddad meant about you.
What do you mean?
He said you can talk for hours without saying anything.
James, this is a very grave situation. We can do without your facetious remarks.
Yes, and we don't want any of your funny cracks either.
No, Alfred, this is a psychological problem. You see, Mr. Sinclair has been an honest man all his life, and now he begins stealing. This sort of thing sometimes happens to people when they get old. Honest people become shoplifters. Brilliant men behave childishly.
Oh, you mean they sort of become the opposite to what they were?
It's more or less. It's very, very sad.
Not always. If it happens to Alfie, when he's 65, he'll be a genius.
I'm warning you for
that. Please
time.
Don't let us squabble. We're here to help a poor old man who's not quite done. Well, who's gone a little. I mean, well, he's gone.
Gone bonkers.
Yes. No. He's not himself. Now, who does he remind me of? Oh, yes, of course. Hatchetface McGinty.
Who?
Hatchetface McGinty, one of the lumberjacks I used to cater for in Canada. He'd been a very honest man all his life. Then suddenly, he became a kleptomaniac.
You mean he changed his religion?
No, he stole things, James. It became so bad that none of the company's property was safe from him. He'd steal absolutely anything.
Hey, I could just hear his boss. Now, come along there, Hatchetface. I'm sure you've got a good explanation for it. But how come you got that circular sew up your jumper?
Well, I'll be away now, Jimmy. Cheerio now. Bye-bye, Alfie.
Bye-bye, Archieface. Mr. Bonkers. McGinty. Mr. Sinclair.
What's the matter with you? Oh, hello, J.B. Didn't know you were coming round.
No, James just rang me. I mean, I popped round to see James and Alfred.
He wants to talk to you, Grandad.
Do I? Oh, I mean, yes, of course I do, yes.
Well, I was just on my way down to the Rose and Crown.
Oh, well, I don't want to prevent you going out.
He's just trying to stop you going in.
We were just discussing the robbery at Nelson's.
Oh, I know all about that.
Oh, dear. I mean, how did you know?
Oh, well, somebody mentioned it. Anyway, it serves the old skinflint right.
Mr. Sinclair, you're not saying you approve of theft.
Well, I know it's wrong, but, well, he's such a mean man. Wouldn't give a penny to the old age pensioner's treat. I'll tell you this. If I had to rob somebody, Nelson is the bloke I'd take every time. Anyway, what do you want to talk to me about, J.B.?
Oh, about the robber. The shop. I mean, well, I've forgotten, really.
You want to take things easy. You're gone funny in your old age. Well, I'll be off now. Well, the beer's still on. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Sinclair.
Oh, Grandad, see you in court. Oh, that was marvelous, Mr. Ironside. Oh. The way you forced the truth out of him. It was like watching Perry Mason with the sound switched off.
Highly comical, I'm sure.
Oh, come in the other room. I've got an idea.
Well, you could jolly well keep it to yourself.
Ah, oh, don't deny that, Mr. Ledback. Ironside. Come on, let's see what Jimmy wants.
Look, Alfie, come here. He's left the money in the drawer here, so there's still a chance.
How do you mean a chance?
Listen, if that money's put back in the grocer's till, the police will never catch up with me, Grandad.
Oh, yes, I see. Cover up for him, like Hatchet Face. Well, how can you put it back? I mean, you're not going to break in, I hope.
No, Mr. Nelson keeps paraffin oil in his cellar, away from the food. So if somebody asks for paraffin oil, he has to leave the shop empty.
I see. You mean you will go into the shop, James?
That's right.
Ask him for a pint of paraffin oil.
That's right.
And whilst he's downstairs, you'll put the money back into the till.
That's wrong. You and Alfie will put it back.
You have not come in here to crack any more of your Lord Nelson jokes.
I've told you, Mr. Nelson, I've only come for the paraffin.
Only I've had enough of it before. How's Lady Hamilton this morning? My name's Hardy. Give us a kiss.
I only said them things. It was Ozzy who thought of them. Now, please, can I have me paraffin?
Let's see your money first.
Oh, there it is, Mr. Nelson. 2 shilling piece.
Ta. I'll give you the change when I get the paraffin. It'll be just like you to let me get down in the cellar and then shout some funny remark.
Oh, Mr. Nelson, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, no. You're always down this street opening our shop doors and shouting things. Have you any broken biscuits? Well, mend them. Have you any canned sardines? Well, sober them up. I know you.
Oh, we stop that. Ever since my pal Ozzy got clouted by Mr. Grimbold.
Grimbold the Undertaker?
Yeah, Ozzy asked him if he had any empty boxes.
Well, don't mess about with anything while I'm in the cellar.
He's gone. Now to let in the gangsters. Come in, you two. Hey, J.B. Fagin, come here.
Come along, Alfred.
Is it all clear, James?
Yeah. Don't shut the door. It rings the bell. Don't forget, Alfie.
All right. I'll be careful.
Go on. Get the money in the till.
Now, Alfred, stand by for action. As soon as I open the till, I put in the money... And you pop in the conscience note.
The what?
The note you wrote saying you were returning the money because your conscience was troubling you.
Oh, yes. Well, it's here. And then knock, something open. Jimmy yells, and then we run for it, don't we?
Yes. Knock. Don't be nervous. Are you ready? Now. Now, there's the money in. Now the note, Alfred.
Here.
Thank you. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Hang on a moment. This is a blank piece of paper.
I know. Ha, ha, ha. I haven't written it yet.
Oh, really? Well, for goodness sake, ha, ha, hurry up.
Have you got a pencil, Mr. Woodentop? Sam. Oh, wait a minute. There's one on the counter. I can just reach it if I ever... Help! Oh, my leg. Oh, my leg.
Nelson's coming. Run for it.
I've hurt my left leg.
Well, use your right leg and up it.
What's going on?
Oh, hey, come on.
Run to help you all.
I'll get you! Stop, thief! Oh!
Sorry, Mr. Nelson. I forgot I left my foot there. Well, Carrara, I'll see you again.
You stop here. I'm phoning the police and you're a witness. Now, remember what they look like. You must have got a good look at them.
Oh, I couldn't really see them properly if I had my eyes closed. Could I, Sergeant?
Never mind. If you were frightened, you would have your eyes closed. Did you have your eyes closed?
Well, no.
Now, look, son, the constable is out there in the car waiting to send these descriptions over the radio, so stop messing about.
Well, one of them was bigger than the other.
That's a great help. How tall was he, the big one?
Oh, would you say 6'6", Mr. Nelson?
No, I would not.
Well, let's say 7 foot. Was it a red beard he had?
Look, nobody had a beard. And that fellow was about 5'10" and weedy looking.
Oh, no, that was the other fella, the one with the bald head.
Bald head? He had a hat on.
Now, look, sonny, we're not playing games. If he had a hat on, how do you know he was bald?
Ah, well, you see, he was very polite. Before he broke in the till, he said good evening and raised his hat.
All right, that does it. Go on, clear off. I'll probably have something to say to your mother later.
Oh, but Sergeant...
Go on, out you go.
Oh, well, if you need any more help, you know where to find me.
That kid's up to something.
Sergeant, I've just checked this till and I can't understand it.
Well, how much did they pinch?
Nothing. That's the point. There's 25 quid more there now than there was before they came in.
They put money in?
Yes, I give up. This afternoon, somebody pinches 15 quid and tonight, somebody give me 25.
There's something fishy here.
Sergeant, there's another message come through on the radio.
What's another shop broken into?
No, it's a house. 45 Lilac Avenue, and Mr. Peter Sinclair has reported a robbery.
Mrs. Clitheroe, Constable Parker and I have been over every inch of this room.
Aye, we have that, as you might say, with a fine tooth comb.
Yes, Parker. And, sir, it has obviously not been broken into.
No, as you might say, an inside job.
Parker.
This is ridiculous, Parker. Sergeant, none of our friends would steal. Or perhaps you think one of the family did it.
Madam, I'm only telling you what the evidence shows.
As you might say, what can't speak
Bell
can't...
Stop, Parker!
Look, you want to check again. Some thief has obviously got in somehow.
Not unless Father Crystal's got down the chimney, sir.
This is not funny to us, Sergeant.
We're in here.
Mr. Sinclair, I think you better come down to the station and
tell
me...
Oh, no,
what...
you don't. You're not arresting my granddad. Alfie, Mr. Ironside, grab the coffee.
Here, let go of it. Let's get him off me, Parker. Don't...
Quick, granddad, run for it.
What are you doing, Jimmy?
Jimmy, stop that. Let go of the sergeant.
It's no use, James. We can't fight the law.
What are you talking about, J.B.?
Well, Mr. Sinclair didn't mean to steal the money. I mean, he couldn't help it. It's his age. He can't help being crackers.
Alfred, please. You see, Sergeant, the stolen money has been returned to Nelson's, the grocer.
Nelson's? How did you know?
Well, we took it from the drawer and put it back into the till.
But this is, as you might say, baffling. HQ just sent a message on the radio saying the thief had been caught with the money on him. He's confessed.
What?
Jimmy, did you take Grandad's money from that sideboard drawer?
No, ma'am. Mr. Ironside took it.
James, you told me to take it, and you, Alfred. You said your grandfather stole it from Nelson.
Oh, did he? Well, we seem to have solved two crimes at once.
Two birds with one stone, as you
Shut
might...
Shut up! Well, I don't need to ask any more questions.
There's one question I'd like to ask you, Sergeant.
What's that, son?
How much would you charge to give me police protection?
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Brian Truman, Joe Gladwin, Fred Gaunt, and Derek Nimmo as J.B. Ironside. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
This morning, but Mr. Ironside and Alfie got a right ticking off last night. The sergeant said, "Mr. Ironside, you're a public nuisance." And my granddad said, "He's a... Jimmy, leave the room." I bet you all thought Alfie and JB would blame me. Me granddad would grab his slipper and I'd end up crying, didn't you? Well, you were dead right. Hello.